弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上想要借着主的话语，就着敬拜还有赞美的祭和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
Brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share with you about worship and the sacrifice of praise.
我知道这是一个很大的一个题目。
I know that this is a very large topic.
可是我就着我自己的认识，还有一点点的经历跟学习，和大家一同分享。
But for the little bit that I understand and my experiences, I'd like to share with everyone.
开始的时候我们还是请大家一同读一点的圣经。
And as we begin, shall we read some scripture?
我们开始的时候请大家读约翰福音第四章。
Shall we first turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 4?
约翰福音第四章，我们就从二十一节读到二十六节。
We will read chapter 4, verse 21 through 26.
约翰福音四章二十一节到二十六节。
The Gospel of John chapter 4, from 21 through 26.
我们也许先用中文读一遍，然后我们的姊妹带着说英文的弟兄姊妹也读一遍。
We will read together in Chinese and then read together in English.
好，说中文的弟兄姊妹一起来。
In Chinese.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When the one comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he.
Okay, 好，那第二呢，经文是在启示录四章十一节。
Next, we will turn to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录四章十一节。
Revelation 4:11.
好，我们找着了，我们中文英文一起来。
Then shall we read together in Chinese and English?
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。那我们接下来再读腓立比书一章十一节。
Following that, we will turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 11.
腓立比书一章十一节，我们还是一起来。
Philippians 1:11, shall we read together?
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。好，我们接下来再读希伯来书十三章十五节。
And then shall we turn to Hebrews 13, verse 15?
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews 13:15.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。啊，最后我们读《生命记》十六章。
And lastly, we will turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16.
生命记在旧约
Deuteronomy in the Old Testament.
摩西五经的最后一卷。
The last of the five books of Moses.
十六章，我们就读十六节跟十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 16 and 17.
生命记十六章十六节到十七节。
Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 through 17.
我们一起来。
Together.
Three times in a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses,
at the Feast of Unleavened Bread,
and
the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you.
好，今天就着这个敬拜还有赞美的祭这个题目和弟兄姊妹的交通。
I'd like to have some sharing with brothers and sisters on the topic of worship and the sacrifice of praise.
在我们刚才所读的经文里面，我们看见神实在是在他的儿女们当中要找着一班真实敬拜的人。
In the passages that we just read, we see that God is seeking for a group of people who will worship Him.
而另外一面和这个敬拜紧紧相连的是一个献祭。
And on the other hand, giving him this worship is also a sacrifice.
啊，有敬拜就有献祭。
When you have worship, there is a sacrifice.
啊，献祭和敬拜是紧紧相连的。
And that worship and sacrifice are connected.
我们在读到刚才约翰福音第四章。
When we read John chapter 4,
我们看见这个在神对这个撒玛利亚的一个谈话当中。
We see that Jesus was having a conversation with this woman of Samaria.
讲到这个敬拜。
And he was speaking of worship.
我们知道敬拜是我们这一般蒙恩的儿女向着神的一个回应。
Worship is a response to the God that has saved us.
所以有人说这个敬拜啊，是我们从神那边得着了祝福之后，我们再归还给神。
Some say that what we give back to God after we have received something from him is this worship.
我们已经在神面前领受了恩典，在这恩典之中，我们将感谢敬拜来归给他。
We have already received grace from him, but what we give back to him is this worship.
不仅在时间中，神要得着真实的敬拜。
Not only in time does he want to gain true worship.
当我们看见在启示录里面，在那个勇士的敬拜里面，是充满着向着神那完全的敬拜。
But also in Revelation, we see that in eternity, that place is filled with worship as well.
啊，就好像刚才领受弟兄和我们提醒的一般。
Just like what our brother who led the singing time reminded us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在时间中，在主的跟前的生活是一个学习。
Brothers and sisters, that in time, in our daily lives, it is a learning.
是一个学习，要一直进到勇士里面。
It is a learning that we are to enter into eternity.
在勇士里面，神要得着那完全的敬拜，在现在的时间里面，我们就要来学习进入。
And that in eternity, because we are to give him worship, right now we are learning how to worship.
所以而且我们看见当神的儿女在神跟前敬拜的时候，从旧约到新约，他们在神的跟前是欢喜的献祭。
And so we see that the people of God, whether they are in the Old Testament and New Testament, we are giving him the worship and sacrifices of praise.
在申命记第十六章里面记载着神的百姓，旧约的百姓一年三次祭在神的跟前，他们献上礼物。
We see that in Deuteronomy, the people of God, three times a year, they are to give their sacrifices and gifts before the Lord.
按着神所赐给他们的福。
According to what God has blessed them.
而新约里面呢，我们神的百姓一同聚在神跟前的时候，我们是献上我们的赞美为祭。
And in the New Testament, we are to give our thanks as our sacrifice.
这是我们嘴唇所结的果子来归给神。
And this is the fruit of our lips that we are to give to God.
所以也许我们可以这么说，敬拜是我们里面的光景呢，献祭是一个因着敬拜而有的一个发表，一个行动。
And so we can say that worship is an expression of what is inside of us.
我想孙弟兄已经和我们交通过敬拜，不过我这边再和弟兄姊妹提醒一下什么叫做敬拜。
Now I know that Brother Sun has already shared with us what is worship, but I would like to give us a reminder.
不过在约翰福音第四章里面
In Gospel according to John chapter 4,
我们看见主耶稣在叙加水井旁边遇见的这一个撒玛利亚妇人。
We see that Jesus has met a Samaritan woman by the well.
这个妇人是在当时的光景里面，她里面非常的枯干，她被罪所捆绑。
This woman, her own condition was one of dryness. She was bound by sin.
可她遇见了我们的主，在主里面得着这个生命。
But she has met the Lord, and in the Lord she has found life.
在这生命里面，她得着了活泉。
And in this life she has gained a living spring.
在这个活泉里面，能够解除她一切的干渴。
And that in that living spring it is able to quench her thirst.
而奇妙的是这个。撒玛利亚妇人她在蒙恩得救之后呢，主马上就跟她谈到这一个敬拜的问题。
And the amazing thing about the Samaritan woman is as soon as she is saved, the Lord speaks of this matter of worship with her.
有弟兄在提到说，这个 个奇妙啊，主这个敬拜的问题，他没有跟那个尼哥底母来谈。
It is amazing. Some brothers say that this matter of worship, the Lord Jesus did not have a conversation about it with Nicodemus.
尼哥底母他是犹太人的拉比啊，是一个非常对那个圣经知识非常多的一个人。
Nicodemus, he was a rabbi of the Jewish people. He was a person who was greatly learned in the Scripture.
用现在的话语来讲啊，他是一个圣经学者，他是一个神学家。
In words of today, he is a Bible scholar.
可是神这边所谈论的这一个敬拜的问题呢，却是和一个刚刚蒙恩得救一个撒玛利亚妇人。
But in this matter of worship, the Lord Jesus is conversing with a Samaritan woman.
可见这个敬拜不是一个学术上面的讲论。
So in the matter of worship, it is not a scholarly learning.
而是一个属灵的经历。
But a spiritual experience.
只要我们得着了主的恩典。
As long as we have gained grace from the Lord.
我们在他面前蒙了恩典，得了这个生命。
And we have received grace and we have gained this life.
我们就能够把一个真实的敬拜来归给他。
We are to give him true worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个蒙恩，只要我们蒙恩得救了。
So brothers and sisters, as soon as we are saved,
不管我们蒙恩的年日有多少。
No matter how long you have been saved for,
我们都应当在神的跟前是一个敬拜者。
We all need to be true worshippers.
那就在这一段的经文的记载里面，也许我们可以看见在新约敬拜里面的四方面。
So perhaps in scripture, now we can take a look at worship from four different aspects.
或者说最少有四方面。
Or there is at least four different aspects.
所以第一个看见这个敬拜是因着这个生命，是一个与神之间的一个生命的关系。
Now first off, worship is based on life. It is a father and son relationship with God.
我们知道在旧约里面以色列是神的百姓。
We know that in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they are the people of God.
他们也在神的跟前敬拜献祭。
And also they worship and sacrifice before God.
可是神对他们而言却是一个非常遥远。
And yet God still had a great distance away from them.
可是当主来的时候，他把这个生命赏赐给我们。
However, after the Lord came, He gave us His life.
因着主，我们在神的与神的跟前这个关系有一个极其，我们应该对我们来讲应该是蒙福的一个转变。
And through the Lord, in our relationship with Him, we now have this great blessed change.
主这边说，你们拜父。
The Lord says, you worship the Father.
神是他的父亲，如今因着主的关系，神也成为我们的父亲。
And God is his Father. And through our relationship with the Lord, now God is our Father.
在新约里面，我们属神的儿女，我们来到神的跟前，我们是在一个父与子的关系里面将敬拜来归给神。
And so in the New Testament, because of our relationship with him, now we have a relationship of Father and Son.
这是一个极其亲密，极其靠近的关系。
This is a very close, very intimate relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不需要跟神保持距离才安全。
And so brothers and sisters, we do not need to keep a safe distance away from God.
我们的神极其乐意来亲近我们，而且在这个生命的关系里面，我们也愿意来亲近他。
Our God is so willing to be intimate and draw near to us, and so in our daily lives, we can also have an intimate relationship with Him.
神是伟大的神，他是，他过去是，他现在是，他一直都是。
God is an awesome God, in the past, in the future, and forever He will always be.
可是这位伟大神却和你和我发生了一个亲密的关系。
But this great and awesome God wants to have a close relationship with you and me.
他是你，他是我的父亲。
He is your and my Father.
我们如今是拜父。
And so originally, and now we worship the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在神的跟前所蒙的是何等大的恩典和祝福。
And so brothers and sisters, we have gained such great grace and blessing before Him.
而第二个点，这个讲到说敬拜不是受到时间跟空间的限制。
Secondly, worship transcends time and space.
在这一段的记载里面，我们看见在那个妇人对主说，哦，我们的敬拜是在这个山上，你们说的敬拜是在耶路撒冷。
And in this recording, we see that the woman says that, and the Lord Jesus says that you worship at this mountain and nor in Jerusalem.
主说不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
The Lord says you do not worship at this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
主说时候将到，现在就是了。
And so the Lord says the time is coming and now is.
所以我们的敬拜，在主跟前的敬拜，并不仅仅限在某一个特定的地方。
And so our worship is not constrained to a particular place.
或者是某一段特定的时间。
Or to a particular time.
感谢主，我们今天能够和弟兄姊妹跟朋友一同聚在主的跟前。
We thank the Lord that this morning with our brothers and sisters and friends we can gather together before Him.
我们的心敞开，我们的口张开，我们将敬拜来归给他。
Our hearts and our lips can be open so that we can give Him all the worship and praise.
这是献祭，这是敬拜。
That, That is the sacrifice of praise and worship.
哎，可是这个敬拜不留在这个会所里面。
However, this worship is not limited, and it does not remain in this meeting hall.
哎，当聚会结束的时候，当我们跨出这个会所，回到我们个人生活的时候，我们仍然应当是在敬拜。
And as this meeting ends, as we leave this place and go home, we still can continue in our worship.
敬拜不限在这个会所。
Worship is not limited to this building.
敬拜不限在这个主日的早上。
It is not limited to this morning.
因为时候将到，现在就是了。
Because the time is coming and now is.
这个是乃是我们每天的生活。
This now is our daily life.
这个时间，这个地方乃是我们每日所走的路。
This time and place is the places that we go to every day.
所以我们看见敬拜是不受到时空的限制。
And so worship is not limited by time and space.
而且敬拜是在灵的里面。
And worship is in our spirit.
不在乎我们外面做什么，我们外面有什么动作或者有什么的安排活动。
It does not matter what you are doing and what activities you are engaged in.
乃是在乎我们里面的光景。
But it has to do with the condition within.
所以我们里面的心，我们里面的光景应该是对着来向着神。
So our heart needs to be turned towards God.
并且我们看见敬拜也是在这个中文的圣经里面讲说是在诚实的里面。
Also, worship is in truth.
或者应该讲说是在真理的里面。
In Chinese it says it is in honesty, but it is also in truth.
对，这跟那个中国人讲的什么心诚则灵是完全没有关系的。
It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you're just simply being honest.
Yeah, sincere.
Sincere.
Yeah.这边讲的乃是我们的敬拜乃是按着神的话。
Our worship is according to God's word.
而在按着神的话语敬拜的时候，圣灵在我们当中做工作。
And according to God's word, God is working through His Spirit in us.
神的话也许先是对我们来讲是客观的。
Now, God's working in us, perhaps right now it is simply objective.
可是当圣灵的工作把这客观的事实做在我们里面，成为我们主观的认识的时候。
However, when the Spirit is making these objective truths into our own experiences,
我们对这个在主的跟前所蒙的恩典发出回应，这就成为我们向着主的敬拜。
And as we respond to all that the grace that God has given to us, that becomes our worship.
也许我们在主的话语里面我们看见耶稣基督流血的爱。
And perhaps in God's word, you can see the love that our Lord Jesus has shed for us.
可当圣灵把这个耶稣基督流血的爱坐在我们里面，看见耶稣基督流血是为着我。
And through the Spirit, when we see that the Lord Jesus, when He shed His blood, that love is for me.
当我对这个爱有回应的时候，这成为我向着神的一个敬拜。
And as I respond to that love, that is my worship.
也许我们在主的话语里面看见主的喜乐是我们的喜乐，是我们的力量。
And then in His words, as we see that His joy is now our joy and our strength.
可当圣灵把这个喜乐坐在我们里面，我们在这喜乐中向着神一个感谢的时候，这成为我们向着神的一个敬拜。
But now the Spirit, He works that joy to be our own experience. That joy now becomes our worship.
敬拜乃是我们从主那边领受的恩典，我们来归还给他。
Now worship is what we give back to the Lord after we have received grace from Him.
我们的主是这个敬拜的对象，是敬拜的中心，是敬拜的焦点。
He is the center, He is the focus, and He is the one whom we worship.
而也是我们把这个感谢归回的对象。
And the one whom we give our thanksgiving to.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是看见，在一个短短的经文里面，我们看见最少看见几点，我们在主跟前这个献上这个敬拜的一个几点的特性。
And so, in a very short passage, we can see several aspects of our worship.
而并且我们实在是需要被提醒。不论我们在主的跟前蒙恩年日的长短。
And so we need to be reminded, no matter how long you have been saved.
只要我们一蒙了恩典，我们应当都成为敬拜主的人。
As long as you have received grace, we all need to be worshippers of God.
并且我们蒙恩年日越久，我们仍然是在主跟前是一个敬拜的人。
And the longer we are saved, more and more we are to be worshippers.
那在什么样的情况是显出这个敬拜呢？
Now, what condition can you manifest this worship?
我想，这当然这个里面所包含的面非常非常的广。不过，我想就着圣经，从几个例子来看一看。
Now, this topic, and this question is very expansive, but I'd like to give just several examples from the Bible.
我想第一个看见敬拜就是当我们在神的跟前领受了恩典，我们能够回转过来将。荣耀归给神。
Now, first off, as we have received blessing and grace from the Lord, we need to turn and give Him thanks.
在路加福音第十七章。
In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 17.
在那边有一段的记载。
There is a recording.
这边记载的有十个长大麻风的人。
It is recorded there that there were 10 lepers.
他们来到 主耶稣基督的跟前求医治。
They came before the Lord Jesus asking for healing.
而在这个十个长棒风的人的身上呢，主都显了他医治的大能。
And upon these 10 leprous men, the Lord manifested his great power.
那可是在这个十个大麻风在主跟前蒙了恩典得了医治，其中只有一个人回转过来。
Now among these 10 people that God healed, only one turned around.
只有一个人回转过来将荣耀归给神。
Only one person turned around, returned to give glory back to God.
因着这样的情况，主在这边问了一个问题。
And because of that condition, the Lord asked a question.
主说洁净的不是十个人。
The Lord says, were there not 10 cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢？
But the 9, where are they?
而他回来的实际上是一个撒玛利亚人，是一个外族人。
And the one that had returned, he was a foreigner, he was a Samaritan.
主说除了这个外族人就再没有人回来归荣耀给神吗？
He said, was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
弟兄姊妹，在这边有十个人都在神的跟前领受了恩典和祝福。
Brothers and sisters, here are 10 people who have received grace and blessing from the Lord.
可是好像里面只有一个蒙恩、知恩，并且能够感恩。
But there was only one person who was able to receive and give thanks.
而其他九个好像在主的跟前领受了恩典，却把这个领受的恩典视为理所当然。
And now the 9 who had received grace, they took it as if it were for granted.
只有这一个撒玛利亚人他回到主的跟前将荣耀归给神。
Only the Samaritan, he was able to turn around and give glory back to God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主的跟前领受了祝福，我们能够回转过来将荣耀归给神，这是一个敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, after we have received grace from the Lord for us to be able to turn around and give thanks to him, that is a form of worship.
我不知道弟兄姊妹在我们生活里面我们有没有常常经历到主的保守。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily lives, have we experienced God's protection?
对我来讲我常常是一个在主跟前蒙恩却把它视为理所当然的人。
For me, oftentimes, I'm a person who takes God's grace for granted.
可是我们实在是看见主的恩典在我们身上的保守跟眷顾是何等样的细腻。
However, God's grace and his protection over us is so intimate and so close.
耶利米告诉我们，他说神的百般的慈爱不断绝的怜悯每天早晨都是新鲜的。
In Jeremiah, he tells, the prophet Jeremiah, he tells us that God's grace and mercy is new every morning.
但是这边讲的这个很奇妙，他说诸般的慈爱不断绝的怜悯，他的英文里面都是用复数的。
Now, in English, his loving kindness and his mercies, they are all plural.
在每天的生活里面，主用他的慈爱跟怜悯来眷顾我们。
Every single day, the Lord is using his loving kindness and his mercies to protect and watch over us.
每天早晨都是新鲜的。
It is fresh, it is new every morning.
不是不在我们自觉不自觉的里面，我们都活在神的保守和眷顾之下。
Whether we know it or not, we are always constantly under His protection.
如果我们灵里面能够稍微敏锐一点，我们能够回转，我们能够将感谢常常来归给他。
If we are sensitive in our hearts, we need to often return and turn around, give Him thanks.
我想在西雅图开车，特别这个通车啊，有时候不是特别的。
Now, the commute and the traffic in Seattle, perhaps we can say that it's not particularly fun.
如果特别呢，如果说是路上出了一些什么车祸事故的话呢，这个车子一塞起来，有时候实际上很让人觉得不舒服的。
If there are any accidents, any type of traffic incidents, and you're stuck in traffic, it causes our hearts to feel very uncomfortable.
很多时候我就在这赛车里面，我就会埋怨。
And oftentimes, as I'm sitting in traffic, in my heart, I'm complaining.
可是有一次，当就在这个坐在车子里面塞在那边，好像这个开走路啊比开车还快的时候。
And one time, as I was sitting in traffic and complaining in my heart, thinking that it would be faster to walk than to drive.
结果主在里面一个提醒。
The Lord reminded me in my heart.
你难道不应该为着你不是在这个车祸里面，你应该感谢吗
？Shouldn't you give thanks that you're not the one in that accident?
我说是的，主，我感谢你。
And so I said, Yes, Lord, I thank you.
弟兄姊妹，就在我们平常非常小的事情里面。
Brothers and sisters, in our very small matters.
我们常常经历到主的保护、保守和眷顾。
Oftentimes, we are experiencing His protection and His care.
可是我们却把他这些当作理所当然，没有把主当得的赞美跟荣耀来归给他。
But oftentimes we take all of that for granted and we're not giving him thanks and glory.
神诸般的慈爱，他不断觉得怜悯，每天早晨都是新的。
For his new and fresh loving kindnesses and mercies over us.
我们都在主的跟前是蒙恩的儿女。
We are all children who have been saved by his grace.
愿我们都能够像那个撒玛利亚人一般，在主的跟前蒙恩，能够回转。能够将荣耀归给神。
May we be like that one Samaritan man who received grace and he turned around to give thanks and glory back to God.
这是敬拜。
That is worship.
另外，我们看见敬拜也是看见主的宝贵跟他的价值。
Secondly, we see that worship is also seeing his worth and who Jesus is.
在启示录第四章十一节，我们刚刚读到。
In what we just read, Revelation chapter 4.
我们看见那边描述在天上的敬拜。
There we see the worship that is being described in heaven.
他说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵和权柄的。”
Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory, honor, and power.
这边讲到说，我们的主是配得的。
There it says that our Lord is worthy.
当我们敬拜来到主跟前的时候，是我们看见主配。
When we worship him, we are coming before him to see that he is worthy.
我们看见主的伟大。
We see that his awesomeness.
我们看见主的圣洁。
We see his holiness.
我们看见我们在主的跟前受造，乃是为了来敬拜他。
We see that we have been created to worship him.
我们看见主是配。
We see that the Lord is worthy.
我们能够将我们的爱慕，将我们的感谢来归给他。
So that we give our love and our thanks back to him.
我们第三个，我们也从主的话里面看见，这个例子中看见，敬拜是在我们，不论我们处在什么样的环境，都承认主是主。
There's another example that no matter what environment or circumstance you are in, that he is Lord.
在旧约里面，这个约伯是一个受苦的人。
In the Old Testament, we see the character Job was one who suffered.
他所经历的，我想是很多时候是，至少对我而言是超出我所能够想象。
Now, in what he had experienced, in my mind, it far surpasses what I could ever imagine.
在当他初初听到这个一个不好的消息，他一切的牲畜，他的仆人，甚至他的儿女他都丧失的时候。
When he first heard the bad news that all of his servants, his children, his family had died.
那在那个时候呢，他心里面非常非常的悲痛。
At that time, his heart was full of sorrow.
所以他把他所穿的外袍都撕裂了。
And so he tore his robe.
可是就在这一个非常不容易，非常痛苦的环境当中。
But in that very difficult environment and circumstance.
他却在神的跟前没有埋怨。
He did not complain before God.
他在那边俯伏他的宣告。
He prostrated before the ground and he said.
他说我赤身出于母胎也必赤身归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I shall return there.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，不论我们是在顺境中，不论是我们是在逆境中。
Brothers and sisters, whether we are in easy times or difficult times.
我们一同俯伏在神的跟前，承认他是我们的主，他的名是仍然是当称颂。
Together we prostrate before him and acknowledge that he is Lord and he is worthy to be worshipped.
这是敬拜。
That is worship.
同时最后我们看见这个敬拜也是就是在我们经历主的生命，并且能够结出生命的果子。
And at the same time, we see that worship is what we can experience and the fruit of our experiences.
腓立比书一章十一节，保罗这么说。
In Philippians chapter 1:11, Paul says,
靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀颂赞归于神。
It says that having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
当我们在生命里面结果子，经历这个生命，能够在生命里面能够彰显这个生命的时候，能够让神的心，能够让神能够得着敬拜，得着荣耀。
When we go through life experiences and through our experiences, we are able to give the fruit of righteousness and glory back to God. That is our worship to Him.
这是我们向着神的一个敬拜。
This is our worship to God.
保罗这边讲的说，我们是一个仁义的果子，我们在神的跟前是做一个对的人。
And so here Paul says that the fruit of our righteousness is that we are to be a right person.
我们在主的跟前跟他有一个对的关系。
And that we have a right relationship before God.
我们生命才能成长。
Then our life will grow.
我们才能够彰显这个生命。
And then we can manifest this life.
我们才能够将荣耀颂赞来归给我们的神。
And then we are able to give glory and praise to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们 们的生活里面，在我们的各样的经历当中，我们是不是有没有摸到神的？我们有没有摸到我们主的爱
？So brothers and sisters, in our daily life experiences, have we touched His love?
我们有没有摸到主的平安
？Have we touched His peace?
我们有没有摸到主的喜乐
？Have we touched His joy?
也许我们会摸到主的忍耐，我们也许会摸到主的温柔。
Perhaps you have touched His patience and His meekness.
也许他的赦免成为我们的赦免。
And yes, His forgiveness has become our forgiveness.
也许他的恩典成为我们的恩典。
And His grace has become our grace.
当我们把这些写明彰显在我们生命里面的时候，让神能够得着颂赞，得着荣耀。
And as we manifest all these things in our daily lives, we are to give glory and praise to Him.
所以我们看见敬拜实在是不是在乎我们外面做什么。
And so worship does not matter. It is not concerning what you are doing on the outside.
而敬拜不是限定在特别的一个地方或一段的时间。
And it is not constrained to a particular place or time.
敬拜呢是一个我们与神之间的一个关系。
Worship is a relationship between us and God.
这是在生命里面一个关系。
It is a relationship in life.
这并且敬拜是我们与神，是我们在神的跟前一个属灵的生活。
And worship is also our spiritual daily life experience.
唯有我们能够在生命的里面能够常常来亲近我们的主。
And for us to oftentimes have a very near and intimate relationship with Him.
我们才能够常常能够回转将。
We need to often turn and give Him glory.
所以这和我们在神的跟前这个属天生活是非常重要。
And so worship is a very important matter in our daily spiritual life.
所以就是这个点，我实在为着我们弟兄几个星期和我们一同交通这个晨更这个题目，我非常感谢主。
And so I really thank the Lord for our brothers sharing with us a few weeks ago about morning devotion.
因为这个敬拜关乎到我们的生活。
Because this worship has to do with our daily life.
而我们的生活是一天一天组成的。
And our daily life progresses a day at a time.
而早晨是一天的开始。
And the morning is the beginning of every day.
所以我们早上起来的时候，我们要在主的跟前调个弦，定个音。
And so as we get up in the morning, we need to tune up our instruments.
Yeah, 就好像我们有一个乐器一样啊，如果久久不调啊，会走掉的。
Just like if you have an instrument, if you do not tune it very often, pretty soon it will be off pitch.
我们来到一天的开始的时候，我们愿意来到主的跟前。
And so at the beginning of the morning, we are willing to come before Him.
让他在我们身上定个弦，定个音。
So allow Him to tune us.
让我们一天的生活能够懂得来活在他的跟前。
So that throughout our day, we would know and be able to live before Him.
我这边交通我自己一点点的经历跟学习。
I'd like to share a little bit of my own experience.
我们弟兄上次星期你们听到那个施布正弟兄的那个爱慕啊，他。每天早上起来，他第一位所要见到的就是神自己。
Our brother has shared with us about the experience of Brother Spurgeon that the very first part of the day, at the morning, he would give himself to the Lord.
Yeah, to meet with the Lord.
To meet with the Lord.
那个实际上我在初得救的时候呢，我就读到这一个故事，可是我已经忘记那个弟兄是谁了。那结果弟兄的信息里面提醒我那。原来是施布正弟兄。
When I was first saved, I read the story of Brother Spurgeon, but I had forgotten who it was, and so I'm thankful for the reminder from our brother.
虽然我忘记那个弟兄是谁，可是他那个心愿我记得，并且我也爱慕，我就把他摆在我的生活的里面。
Even though I did not remember the name of that particular brother, but through his experience, because I admired it, I also placed his learning before in my own life as well.
所以我早上起床的时候呢，我学习先花时间。在主的跟前。
And so when I get up in the morning, I learn to first spend time before the Lord.
我初得救的时候还是单身，学生。
When I was first saved, I was single and I was still a student.
单身第一个要见的是主，好像比较容易一点。
And so because I was single, the first person to meeting the Lord, it seemed to be pretty easy.
后来结婚了，两个人呢，你第一个起来就要见主，就变得有一点点挑战性。
And after I was married, because the first person was my spouse, you know, there was a bit of a conflict of who I was to meet first.
Yeah, 因为如果你们同时起床的话，你一起床转脸不向着他，然后就去见主，怕会引起误会。
Because the very first thing when you open your eyes and if you get up together, if you don't turn and say something to that other person, perhaps they may feel offended.
为了避免误会呢，所以我就要早一点起床。
In order to avoid conflict, I would get up even earlier.
我感谢主，在与主亲近的时间里面，实在是能够享受，有时候不见得特别得着什么，可是总是能够在主的同在中得着安息，得着力量。
And so as I met before the Lord, it wasn't like I got something particularly special, but before Him, I gained strength.
一直等到 对，所以这个晨更，早上起来亲近主，变成我的属灵的上面的一个操练和习惯。
And so this, having morning devotion became a spiritual training and habit.
啊，一直等到去年年初的时候，工作上面突然变得特别忙。
And so all the way until last year, at the beginning of the year when my job became extremely busy.
大约为期有三四个月的时间，我每天早晨。六点半需要到公司参加一个会议。
For about 3 to 4 months period of time, at 6:30 a.m., I had to be at work already for a meeting.
Yeah, 那这样子我就开始要我是学工程的了。
And because I am an engineer,
那我就要开始算了。
I had to count.
从六点半开始往回算，那我大概要几点起床
？And so counting backwards from 6:30, about what time do I need to get up?
如果我要守晨更的话呢，那我大概要。四点多就要起床。
And so if I want to have morning devotion, that means I need to get up at 4 a.m.
还没有那么早，大概四点半。
Or maybe 4:30.
Okay. 所以那我当然我自己的肉体的喜好，我是盼望能够多睡一点。
Now, of course, according to my flesh, I hope that I could sleep a little longer.
可是过往的经验让我实在是知道，如果我靠着我自己。恐怕这一天会变得更长。
And according to my own personal experiences, then perhaps my day would be even longer.
我需要来到主的跟前。
I need to come before the Lord.
所以主也给我恩典。
And so the Lord gave me grace.
所以早上起来我就先来到主的恩典。
And so I would get up first in the morning to come before Him.
实在是主的话是何等样的真实。
And His word is very true.
他说劳苦担重担的来到他的跟前。
He says that all who are heavy and weary and heavy laden can come before me.
我们能够得享安息。
And then we can have rest.
实际上主的话说我们得力是在乎平静安稳。
And so even though we, may not go through very peaceful or easy times.
Oh, yeah, our strength is from our rest.
Our strength comes from our rest.
我们得救是在乎回归安息。
Salvation comes from being in quietness and in rest.
所以当我们早晨先来到主的跟前，先让他这安息成我们的力量。
And so as we come before Him, that peace becomes our strength.
不论我们这一天的生活如何，我们总能够经历主自己的保守。
And so no matter what is to happen during that day, you will experience His protection and His
care. 所以从这个点来看。
And so for that point.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你平常生活感谢主给你恩典，没有那么的忙。
And so, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord if He does not allow you to be that busy.
没有理由不来到主的跟前。
You have no excuse but to come before Him.
如果你的生活里面的确是很忙。
And now, in your daily life, if you are indeed very busy.
压力很大。
And you have a lot of pressure.
主已经给你恩典，你必须来到他的跟前。
The Lord has already given you grace. You need to come before Him.
所以这样看来，不论我们忙或不忙，我们都必须要。来到主的跟前开始我们这一天。
So whether you are busy or not, come before the Lord to meet before Him.
不仅仅我们是在一天的开始是先来到主的跟前。
Not only at the beginning of the day that you come before Him.
并且在我们一天的生活里面我们能够常常学习把我们的心停一下回转来到他的面前。
But in our daily lives, perhaps we can learn to stop and come back before Him.
也许是做学生的。
If you are a student,
你在 between classes, 你在那个两堂课中间，你可以先不急着跟同学讲话，可以心稍微停一下，转到主的跟前。
Perhaps between classes, before you speak with your friends, to in your heart to turn back to the Lord and speak a few words with Him.
就感谢主的保守，感谢主的保护。
Thank the Lord for His protection over you.
也许在家的家庭主妇。在跟孩子 deal 的时候，中间也可以 take a break.
Perhaps in your family life, if you're a housewife, in dealing with your children, before you speak with them, in your heart, take a break.
甚至我们也带着工作上班的弟兄姊妹，我们也可以在生活里面，在工作上面，我们也能够借着这一个这 break, coffee break, lunch break, 我们也能够回转来到主的跟前。
For those who are working in your jobs, when you have a break, perhaps a coffee break or a lunch break, to have a practice of turning back before the Lord.
早上我们一早起来，我们在主的跟前调弦定音。
That in the morning, that we would learn to tune our instruments first.
这一天里面呢，我们常常把心转向他，让我们能够。常常与主合拍。
So that in our daily life, we would constantly be attuned to Him, according to His beat.
这样子，我们一在主的跟前蒙恩典，我们能够习惯的能够回转向他，并且把 他当得的颂赞和敬拜来归给他。
So that in our daily life, it would be a habit to quickly and constantly turn back to Him and give Him glory.
敬拜是我们的生活。
Worship is our life.
和我们每天生活里面的细节都有关系。
It has to do with every single detail of our lives.
那不仅仅我们看见主要在我们神的儿女们当中要得着那真实的敬拜者。
Not only does the Lord want to gain true worshippers among His people,
并且他盼望能够在儿女们当中能够得着儿女们以赞美为祭来归给他。
He is also hoping that He is to gain the sacrifice of praise from His children.
我们看见刚才已经和弟兄姊妹稍微交通到，这个敬拜是我们的生活，是我们的生命，是我们里面向着神的一个态度。
Now we have already shared with brothers and sisters that worship is our life. It is our daily experience and an attitude before Him.
而我们这个外面的一个献祭呢，是因着这个敬拜而有的一个发表。
And the sacrifice of praise is this outward expression of our worship.
希伯来书的作者说，这是我们嘴唇所结的果子。
The author of Hebrews says that this is the fruit of our lips.
果子是要让人得着满足的，是要让人得着喜悦的。
Fruit is so that people can be satisfied. It is something that allows people to be pleased.
我们嘴唇所上现的果子呢，是为了要让神得着满足，神得着喜悦。
The fruit of our lips is so that the Lord may gain pleasure and that He may gain joy.
在主的话语里，我们看见神的儿女常常借着诗歌跟祷告，将我们的敬拜赞美借成为我们嘴唇的果子来归给他。
In His words, may we often pray and also sing hymns, so that the fruit of our lips may be given to Him.
在诗篇第119篇164节。
In Psalm 119, verse 164.
In 164. 这边诗人他里面的一个爱慕说，我因着你公义的典章啊，我一天七次赞美你。
Because of the love that the psalmist had for before the Lord, he says, seven times a day I praise you.
我想这边七次讲的并不是一个固定的数目。
Now the seven times is not a set number.
我们知道七在圣经里面讲的是一个完全的意思。
We know that seven symbolizes completion in the Bible.
他这诗人里面有一个爱慕，他能够将一个完全的赞美来归给神。
The psalmist had a desire and a love that he wants to give a complete praise to the Lord.
借着他的嘴能够发表在主的跟前。
That through his lips he may express his thanks to the Lord.
不仅有这样子的祷告，有这样子的爱慕。
And not only had this prayer and this desire.
我们看见在神的儿女们当中也有诗歌的发表。
But before the children of God, we see that there's also an expression of hymns.
我个人是对我们所唱的诗。非常的感谢主。
Now, my own personal feeling towards the hymns that we sing, I really thank the Lord.
我想我们实在是不能轻看我们所唱的诗歌。
We should not look lightly upon the hymns that we sing.
因为实际上很多的诗歌是这些作诗的人他们在主的跟前蒙了恩典，心里面得光照，并且在生活里面经历所结出来的果子。
Many of the hymns that we sing, the lyrics are written out because of the expression, because of the experiences of the hymn writers.
他们借着诗，他们借着曲调的发表，成为他们的赞美，成为他们的祭献给神。
Through poetry, through melody, they are able to give praise and thanks to God.
我想我可能可以举一个例子。
I'd like to give an example.
在有一个弟兄，他大概是在19世纪末到20世纪初的，他的名字叫做 Thomas Kisham.
There is a brother, he lived at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th. His name is Thomas Chisholm.
他 有三首他写了很多很多的诗，可是其中有三首非常著名。
He wrote many, many hymns, but among them, there are three that are very famous.
我们这本诗歌里面都收录了他的三首出名的诗歌。
And we have collected his famous hymns in our hymn book.
他第一首啊叫做我这三首诗歌里面的其中一首叫做哦、oh, 我要像你。
There are three that we have recorded. One of them is Oh, to be like thee.
另外一首呢说的活着为耶稣。
A second one is living for Jesus.
另外还有一首呢，他说讲到神，他说你的信实和广大。
And a third one is great is thy faithfulness.
他是在得救四年之后。
Four years after his salvation.
他的心实在是被神的爱所摸着。
His heart was truly touched by God's love.
他的心被神的爱所俘虏。
His heart was captured by the Lord.
在那个时候，他在主的跟前蒙了这个恩典，他在神的跟前一个发表说：“哦，我要像你。”
Because of the grace that he received from the Lord, he expressed in words, "Oh, to be like thee."
之后因着主爱的缘故，他进入了全时间的服事。
And because of the love of the Lord, he went into full-time ministry.
在那个全时间的服事里面十几年。
And he served the Lord for about 10 years.
后来因着健康的关系，他没有办法再这样子的服事下去。
And then because of his health, he was no longer able to serve in that capacity.
然后他之后呢，他就从其中退了出来。
And then he no longer served in that area.
然后退出来之后呢，他就找了一份职业。
And then after that, he found a secular job.
实际上他那时候找的职业呢，他是变成那个是进到保险界的行业。
And so he went into a career of selling insurance.
Yeah. 那就在这个他生命这个人生转折的这个点的时候。
And so as his life had a great change.
那他在那个时候仍然心是为主所爱所充满的。
His life was still filled with the love of the Lord.
他在那个时候写了一首诗歌说活着是为耶稣。
And so at that time he wrote a hymn, Living for Jesus.
虽然他外面的一些的环境有了变化。
Even though his outward environment changed.
可是他人生的目标，他生活的目的却没有任何的改变。
But the goal and purpose of his life did not change.
他外面虽然好像仍然带着一份职业。
Even though outwardly he had a job.
可是他这一生活着是为了耶稣。
But his life was living for Jesus.
然后之后他在这个保险行业里面十几年。
And so he, in his job of selling insurance for a couple of decades or years.
Yeah, 很有趣的，他外面是卖保险。
On the outside, he was selling insurance.
可是就借着这一个行业里面，主在摸到并且开他的心。
But through that career, the Lord still touched and opened his heart.
大家看见人生中最大的保障，最大的保险是在神的自己。
For to allow him to see that in life, the greatest insurance, the greatest assurance is from and within the Lord.
所以他在那个时候就写了这首诗歌，哦，你信实和广大。
And so at that time he wrote the hymn, Great is thy faithfulness.
这些诗歌实在是我们弟兄姊妹他们在神的跟前属灵经历所结的果子。
These hymns are the fruits of the spiritual experiences of our brothers and sisters.
是他们在神的跟前所献上赞美的祭。
That this is the sacrifice of praise before God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你能不能够作诗写曲。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you are able to write poetry and hymns.
我实在是一点这方面的那个天分都没有。
I don't have any such talent.
可是感谢主，我们在神的跟前得到了这一份属灵的产业。
But I thank the Lord that we have gained such a spiritual inheritance.
当这些诗歌的确很多时候就描述了我们向着神的爱慕。
Because these hymns are able to describe our love and our desire before the Lord.
这些诗歌很多时候也描述了我们在神的跟前属灵的经历和光景。
These hymns are able to describe our spiritual experiences and condition before the Lord.
我们也许没有这个恩赐能够写诗谱曲。
Perhaps we do not have the gift of writing poems and hymns.
可是当我们借着诗歌唱到我们心里面，再把这个诗歌唱在神的跟前的时候。
But as we sing these hymns and sing these hymns before the Lord,
这成我们向着神献上那赞美的祭。
It becomes the sacrifice of praise.
这是我们向着神所口中所结的果子。
And this is the fruit of our lips.
这是我们能够带给神心中喜乐满足的原因。
And this is the reason of how, or this is how we can give the Lord joy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想这对我自己是一个非常大的提醒，我们不能够把在神的跟前一个祷告一个唱诗视为平常。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a good reminder to me that we are not to look at praying and singing hymns as just common normal everyday occurrences.
我们的祷告我们的唱诗不仅仅是为着我们的缘故。
It's not just for our own selves.
是我们要献祭献给神。
It is to be given as a sacrifice to God.
所以从一个点来看，我们看见我们的敬拜还有我们的献祭，我们在献上这个赞美的祭是非常的 personal, 非常的个别的。
So we need to see that the sacrifices of praises in our worship is a very personal thing.
因为它是源于我们与神之间的关系。
Because it has to do with our relationship between us and God.
可是从另外一个角度来看，从神的话语当中我们看见神盼望他的儿女能够常常聚在他的跟前。
But from another perspective, we can see from God's word that he desires that his children would gather together often.
神的儿女能够一同聚在他跟前，一同将敬拜归给他，一同将赞美的祭来献给他。
That together we can all together, give him the worship and give him the praise.
所以敬拜也有这一个公开也有团体的一面。
And so worship has its, corporate side.
在生命记第十六章。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
我们刚刚读到的神在旧约里面就要他的百姓一年三次聚在他的跟前。
We read that God asked for his children three times a year to gather before him.
在新约里面神的话也说我们要不可停止我们不可停止聚会。
In the New Testament, God also says, do not forsake meeting and gathering together.
所以我的领会是我们每一个人在生活里面我们要成为一个真实的敬拜者。
So in my understanding, we need to become true worshippers.
在我们个人的生活当中。
In our individual lives.
就在我们每一天的细节的里面。
In our daily details.
然而当我们这一班真实的敬拜者一同聚在神跟前的时候。
And so when all of us true worshippers gather together before him,
我们都带着一个感谢的祭来归给
We can bring our sacrifices of thanksgiving before Him.
这是我们在实践中的一同的学习，一同的经历，并且要一直进到永远。
This is our learning together in our daily lives and as we enter into eternity.
所以，也许从这个生命记第十六章，我们刚读的这段经文，我提三个点。
And so, from the passage that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 16, I have three points.
希望能够成为我们彼此的鼓舞跟激励。
I hope that this can be a mutual encouragement and edification.
第一个，主说这个一年三次聚集是讲到是所有的男丁，一切的男丁。
Now, first off, God says that in the gathering three times a year, this is for all the men.
这边就讲说每一个人呢。
That means every single person.
也许姊妹讲说，那男丁我就不用了。
And so, perhaps Sisters, you may say, well, all males, and so then I don't need to.
实际上我自己的领会，我们在主的跟前所得的生命都是一样，都是神儿子的生命。
And however, in my understanding, the life that we have all gained is all the life of God's Son.
底下的话也许有点拗口，不过我试着这么讲。
Now, perhaps this may sound a bit awkward, but I'm going to say it anyway.
有的是男的男丁，有的是女的男丁。
There are some male brethren and there are some female brethren.
所以男的男丁，女的男丁，一切的男丁都要聚在神的跟前。
So whether you are male or female brethren, we are all together before Him.
一切的男丁都要来朝见神。
All the male brethren are to gather and meet before God.
有时候我们会觉得说，我不过是一个小弟兄、小姊妹，我来不来没有什么关系。
You may say, well, perhaps I'm just a small brother or small sister. Whether I come or not, it doesn't matter.
我们自己觉得没关系，主觉得很有关系。
If you feel that it doesn't matter before God, it does matter.
不仅主觉得有关系，弟兄姊妹也觉得很有关系。
Not only does God feel like it matters, but to other brothers and sisters, it also matters.
因为每一个一切的男丁都要来朝见神。
Because all are to gather before God.
在神的跟前，每一个人，每一个儿女向着他都是重要的。
Every single person, every child is important to God.
第二个讲到说要朝见。
And secondly, we are to appear.
这个对英文的翻译讲说 appear， 我们要来就或者他这个原文的意思就是说我要把我自己带来。
And so in English, the word appear perhaps it means that you are to bring yourself over.
有时候我们觉得很疲倦。
Perhaps sometimes you feel tired.
有时候我们觉得灵里面很低落。
And in your spirit, you may feel very low.
有时候我们觉得我们不想来。
And sometimes you feel like you just simply don't want to come.
主说你要来朝见，你要把你自己带过来。
But the Lord says you must appear, bring yourself over.
我们感谢主，有时候我们再次看见我们能够一同聚在跟前是一个蒙恩的点，蒙恩的机会。
We thank the Lord because every single time we gather before Him, it is a time when we can gain grace.
所以呢，我们来他跟前呢。不论是安息或休息，我们都来。
So whether we are resting or we are in peace, we are all together.
我们把我们自己能够带到他的跟前。
We are to bring ourselves over before him.
来了以后呢，第三个点说不可空手而来。
And it also says that once you appear, you are not to appear empty-handed.
这边讲到说我们要按着我们自己的力量，按着神在我们身上所施的恩典。我们带着礼物来奉献给他。
Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given to you.
所以，如果我们活在一个敬拜的生活的里面
，And so if we are to live a life of worship,
我们每一个人在主的跟前都有领受了恩典。
We have all received blessing, grace from him.
那我们在我们的生活里面，我们就有礼物，有赞美能够来献给他。
And so in our daily lives, we have gifts, we have things that we can thank him for.
所以我们能够预备好了，能够将感谢敬拜来归给他。
So that we can come prepared to give him thanks and praise.
这边所说的，他并没有神的话，实在是非常的有恩典。他并没有说你要带什么样的礼物。
Now God is full of grace. He did not say what type of gift you are supposed to bring.
他这边所说的是，我们要按着我们个人的力量。
He says, give as he is able, as you are able.
按着我们在神面前所蒙的恩。
According to the blessing that he has given to you.
那我们把礼物带来。
You shall give you shall bring it.
我们每一个人在主的跟前所蒙这一周所蒙的恩典也许都不一样。
Perhaps all of the things that you have gained, all the grace you have received before Him is different.
在这一周里面，我们对神的认识也有各种不同的点。
In this past week, you have understood different things from the Lord.
在我们这一周里面，也许我们在主的跟前所蒙的祝福也不一样。
In the past week, perhaps the blessing and the grace that you have received from Him is different.
可主说，就着你所得着的。
But He says, according to what you have gained.
啊，就着你的力量。
According to what you are able.
你就把这个带来归给他。
Bring it and give it to Him.
我想这实在是主在我们身上所要得着的，让我们在他跟前的一个学习。
This is a learning before Him.
敬拜是我们每天的生活。
Worship is our daily life.
这一个献祭是一个敬拜的发表和行动。
Giving the sacrifice of praise is an expression.
不仅仅是在我们个人的生活里面，也在我们团体的聚会当中。
Not only in our daily lives, but also in our corporate life.
那我们的难处常常是我们来的时候就没有或者说是没有预备好。
Now, oftentimes our difficulty is that after we have arrived and appear, we're not ready.
我说的不是弟兄姊妹，我说的是我自己。
I'm not speaking of brothers and sisters, I'm speaking of myself.
我记得我特别是我自己初出蒙恩的时候。
I remember especially right after I was saved.
特别是参加波饼聚会。
Especially as I met in communion meeting.
在波饼聚会的里面呢，我一坐进去，我心里面就已经定义了。
At communion, I have already decided in my heart.
这个祷告、诗歌、赞美是那一边比较属灵年长的弟兄姊妹的责任。
The prayer, the hymns, the singing, that will be the responsibility of those who are more spiritual than me.
我就坐在那边享受就好了。
And so I'll just sit there and enjoy it.
后来弟兄有来交通说，这个是每一个人都要带着礼物啊，这个责任不仅仅是那一些，也是这一些。
And then I heard a brother share that the singing, the praises is not just a responsibility of this group of brothers and sisters, but everyone, also that.
每一个人都要带着礼物来朝见他。
Every single person is to bring their gifts before him.
我接受了交通。
And so I accepted the fellowship.
我就在主的跟前预备。
And so I prepared before the Lord.
可是我这个人天性比较自觉感比较重。
But in my natural tendencies, I'm very self-conscious.
对，特别是在众人面前要说话祷告，我都非常很不自在。
Especially when I'm in front of many people, I feel it's very unnatural.
后来可是我接受了交通，我愿意预备。
But after I received this fellowship, I needed to prepare myself.
那我就后来去参加了祷告聚会。
And so I attended prayer meeting.
对不起，是波饼聚会。
To communion.
那在那边呢？主也的确是感动我。
And so at that time in the meeting, the Lord did move me.
可是呢，我就一直闭嘴到直到聚会结束。
But I still kept my mouth shut until the end of the meeting.
对我来说是何等样的困难的张口祷告。
It was such a struggle to open my mouth to pray.
然后我为这个也非常的懊恼。
And so for this, I really struggled.
有时候你知道，当主把你一个负担摆在你心里面，你不把它发表出来的时候，你心里面也是憋得很难受。
Now, when the Lord gives you a burden and you are unable to express it in your heart, you also feel very uncomfortable.
这样几次以后呢，我就开始对自己，我就在主的跟前祷告说，主啊，你一定要给我第一次。
And so after several occurrences of this happening, I prayed before the Lord and I said, Lord, you have to give me a first time.
后来我就再次参加了一个波饼聚会。
And so again, I attended communion.
这是我的定义要祷告。
And so at that time, I said, I must pray.
我觉得我已经预备好了。
I felt I had already prepared.
后来大家唱诗的时候，突然我心里面受了感动。
And so as everybody was singing, all of a sudden in my heart, I was moved.
我要预备要祷告了。
I was prepared to pray.
可惜我这个人呢，比较迟缓。
But because I was hesitant.
我就开始要做文章。
I wanted to make a speech.
对，我这个中国人讲说起承转合 ，introduction, body of text, and then a conclusion.
He wanted to structure the prayer, so he had an introduction, a body, and a conclusion.
等我好不容易文章做完了，结果别人都已经把我的负担祷告出来了。
But then, as soon as I felt like I was ready, somebody else had already prayed my burden.
我就在那边泄气了。
And so I was disappointed.
Yeah. 那后来呢？下一次我。接受弟兄的交通说，你只要有心里面感动，你只要开口，主就会把话摆在你的嘴里。
And then the brother shared with us that as soon as you are touched by the Lord will put His words in your mouth.
我后来回想，我在主的跟前还感谢主给恩典，我还屡败屡战。
I thank the Lord that He had grace.
Yeah, we repeat to try.
And so He gave me another opportunity to try it.
Yeah, 后来我再进到聚会的里面。
And so I went to the meeting.
这是主感动了。
And the Lord touched me.
我也开口了。
I opened my mouth.
可能因为那是我第一次开口。
And it was the first time.
弟兄姊妹听了以后就非常受鼓舞。
And so brothers and sisters heard and they were really encouraged.
还是 Amen.
And they all said Amen.
真的 Amen 的声音好像比我祷告声音还要大。
Their Amen was louder than my prayer.
我一边心里面觉得 有点吃惊呢，有点像那个彼得在海上行走，看自己差点要沉下去那种感觉。
In my heart, I was really surprised to a point like I was like Peter looking at the water as he was trying to walk towards Jesus.
不过另外一面，我里面觉得非常受到鼓舞跟扶持。
But on the other hand, I was really encouraged and felt supported.
我感谢主，主给我那一次，我能够把我的负担发表在他的跟前。
I really thank the Lord for giving me that opportunity that I could express my burden before Him.
也在弟兄的阿门扶持的里面，我们一同将敬拜来献给主。
And in the support of the amens of my brothers and sisters, we could together give our worship to Him.
虽然我的祷告非常的短，
even though my prayer was very short,
可是我去顺着主的感动，能够把这一点的敬拜来归给他。
But in submitting to His moving, I was able to give the little bit of worship back to Him.
我知道主得多喜悦，我心里面那个负担也得多释放。
I know that the Lord was pleased, and in my heart, I felt there's a release of that burden.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样一个蒙福，我们能一同聚在主的跟前，在时间中我们就来学习这个敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, it is such a blessing that in time and in this place we can together learn to worship.
在聚会的里面有一个弟兄祷告，众弟兄姊妹为他一起阿们，这个敬拜就成为我们众人向着神所献的祭。
Brothers and sisters, when one brother prays and everybody amens together, this is the worship and the sacrifice of the entire group.
不论我们在主的跟前年日有多久，
No matter how long you have been saved before the Lord,
不论我们肉身的年纪有多大多小，
No matter what your physical age is,
主让我们在他跟前蒙了恩典得了生命，就要做一个真实敬拜的人。
The Lord has given us grace so that in this time and place we can be true worshipers,
并且能够常常将赞美的祭来归给他。
So that often we can give the sacrifice of praise to Him.
愿主帮助我们能够在生活里面过着一个敬拜的生活。
May the Lord help us so that in our daily lives we can live a life of worship.
并且在聚会的里面呢，能够充满着向着他的赞美。
And in our gatherings, it could be filled with the sounds of our praises.
让这样子的聚集不仅是在我们跟前成为一个学习，也成为一个见证。
So that in our gatherings, not only may it be a learning, but also a testimony.
这一个见证是主在我们当中是主是王，并且得高举。
And this testimony that He is Lord, He is King, and He is to be exalted.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord show us grace.
好不好？我们最后就唱诗歌第452首。
Shall we lastly sing hymn 452?
邀请我们弟兄姊妹，我们一起起立来唱。
Shall we all stand and sing?
我们就唱第一节跟第三节。
Stanza 1 and 3.
之后我们一同将赞美敬拜来归给我们的父并爱我们的主。
And then lastly, in unison, we will give all thanksgiving and praise to our Lord and Father who loves us.
起来。起来。
Together.
父啊，在你不转动的婴儿，你的心事极其广大无边，千万也在你的恩惠永存在，你的怜悯向你永远不变，你心事何广大，你心事何广大，我明白and die.
hills and beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All thy handmaids in thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Lord Jesus,
we can only bow our heads and prostrate ourselves
before you.
Lord,
we thank you that this morning we can together gather before your presence.
我们一同聚在你自己的宝座前。
And together we can gather before your throne.
主啊，我们实在是在时间里面，我们来学习这样勇士的敬拜。
Lord, in time we want to learn how to worship for you in eternity.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为你将自己的生命赏赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. You have given us your own life.
在这个生命里面，天上的神是我们的父亲。
And in this life, our heavenly Father is our Father.
在这个生命里面，我们能够将那真实的敬拜来献给爱我们的父亲。
And in this life, we can truly give true worship to the Father.
哦，主啊，我们就求你自己的圣灵在我们每日的生活里面来帮助我们，引领我们。
May this Holy Spirit come and lead us and teach us.
就在我们每日的生活里面，我们过一个敬拜的生活。
That in our daily lives we can live lives of worship.
并且让我们在聚会的生活里面，我们能够将我们在你面前所领受的恩典，借着我们的祷告，借着我们的诗歌，能够来归给你。
And that in our lives as we gather together, we can through our prayers and through our hymns, we can give you glory.
好让父的名，你自己的名在我们当中能够得高举的荣耀。
So that the name of the Father and your own name may receive all glory.
主，我们将心中的感谢、赞美、敬拜都来归给你。
Lord, we give you all the thanksgiving and praise of our hearts.
谢谢你的话语，谢谢你的同在，谢谢你的恩典。Thank
you for your words, for your presence. And for your grace.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.